Testimony continued today in the capital murder trial of Lee Boyd Malvo. In recent days, jurors in the capital murder trial may have thought convicted sniper John Allen Muhammad was on trial again in their Virginia courtroom. That's because much of the defense testimony these past few days has been about Muhammad, not Malvo. NPR's Jackie Northam has been covering the trial in Chesapeake, Virginia, and she joins us to explain. Jackie, could you tell us about some of the testimony and what it's meant to achieve?
Michelle, the defense has slowly shifted the focus of the trial from Malvo to Muhammad. It's all in an effort to build its case that the older Muhammad had this emotional and psychological grip on Malvo to the extent that he was able to persuade the teenager to carry out the sniper attacks. Now, much of the testimony over the past few days has been towards that end. Malvo's lawyers have called many witnesses who have testified about Muhammad's character, you know, his background, and his relationship with his children. The defense has even brought Muhammad's two ex-wives and one of his sons to testify about his extraordinary power of persuasion.
Now, his first wife testified. Tell us about what she had to say. She read from a letter that Malvo had written.
Well, no, she didn't, actually. Let me just give you a little background. Carol Williams was married to Muhammad for 3 years. They had a son, Lindbergh, so they kept in touch off and on. Now, Williams testified that she saw Muhammad when he visited her in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, during the summer of 2002. That was just a few months before the sniper attacks. Muhammad was with Malvo at the time and, in fact, introduced Malvo as his son. Williams told the jury just as he was leaving, Malvo left a letter with her 17-year-old niece. And in that letter, Malvo asks for help to get out of what he calls his situation. Now, because of hearsay rules, we don't learn anything more about that letter. But Muhammad's ex-wife says the letter sufficiently worried her enough that she and her sisters had a meeting to see if there was any way to help Malvo. By that time, though, Michelle, he had left town with Muhammad.
And one of Muhammad's sons also testified.
Yes, and this is actually perhaps the most powerful testimony for the defense so far. Carol Williams and Muhammad had a son, Lindbergh. He's 21 years old now. He's a janitor and has lived most of his life in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Now, he told the jury that his father is intelligent and he has a big heart, but that he's also manipulative, and that if Muhammad sees a weakness in someone, he'll take advantage of that weakness. Lindbergh testified about when he was 11 years old and visited his father in Washington State. As soon as he arrived, Muhammad began constantly telling the boy that he shouldn't return to his mother because she neglected him and abused him. Lindbergh testified that initially he didn't agree, but that his father finally wore him down. Muhammad refused to return Lindbergh to his mother at the end of the summer. Lindbergh said it took his mother about 6 months to what he called decode him, once she was able to get sole custody of him and bring him back to Baton Rouge. You know, Michelle, obviously the prosecution tried to poke holes in Lindbergh's story, but it didn't work. In effect, it backfired. During the cross-examination, Lindbergh said things such as he looked up to his father, that his father embedded ideas in his head, and he believed what he said.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Chesapeake, Virginia. Jackie, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Michelle.